believing in superstitious practices and practicing them. There are hundreds of adherences that people follow due to unknown reasons or explicit superstitious beliefs. And the question is asked as to whether A, one is allowed to follow them, and B, one is required to follow them. So let us first begin with an introduction of the possible prohibitions involved in following superstitious beliefs. The Torah commands us, Leisanachesh, not to practice superstitions, is recorded in the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin 65a, the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, chapter 11, and the Mechaber Neder, chapter 179, halacha 3. The classical example given in the above Paiskim is that one should not say that if a deer crosses his path, or in our words today, a black cat crosses his path, then he will not leave his house because it's a bad omen. In addition to the above, we find discussed in the Gemara in Shabbos and in Hilchis, Chukos Hagoyim in Yeredeya, chapter 177, and Hilchis Shabbos, chapter 301, practices that are forbidden due to Darkei Amayri, which is a general prohibition against following practices that have absolutely no scientific value, have no seen benefit or effect on the purpose that you are doing it for, which includes classic superstitious beliefs and practices. And the reason for this is because we suspect that they are rooted and sourced in acts of idolatry and their customs and culture. So all in all, we see that following superstitious practices can transgress Leisanachesh and or Darkei Amayri. Now, various exceptions are discussed in the Poskim as to when these prohibitions won't apply. Regarding Leisanachesh, we find Poskim who rule that the prohibition is simply against stating the superstition, such as don't say, because a black cat crossed my path, I'm not leaving the house today. But to simply suspect for it in your heart is permitted. Other Poskim, however, negate this and rule that there is a prohibition involved regardless of whether you say and express the superstition or simply decide to follow it. Likewise, Darkei Amayri only applies if the illogical superstition does not represent any symbol or ideal that is benign in nature. As if it does, then since it did not originate from idolatry, but rather for the sake of a permitted symbol, then it is permitted to be done, even if it originated from Gentiles. This is all in addition to the fact that we find hundreds of superstitious beliefs and practices that are explicitly sourced in classic Jewish literature, including the Talmud, Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch. For example, we find in the Talmud in the Gemara in Gittin from 67b and onwards, Nida 17a, Psachim 112, many restrictions that are not based on any scientific worries and are worries that are based on segula or mystical reasons involving demons and evil spirits and the like. Certainly, following those restrictions, which we can define as superstitious, don't transgress any of the above laws, and on the contrary, are required to be followed as part of halacha, in many cases, depending on whether they're recorded in Shulchan Aruch or not. Famously, the Sefer Chassidim, in his Sava, and likewise in his main Sefer, records hundreds of restrictions that we follow based on unknown reasons, which certainly sound like superstitious beliefs, but are part of Torah, and part of Jewish law that is practiced. Likewise, in the Shulchan Aruch, and especially in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we find a list of many actions that we adhere to follow based on unexplainable and unscientific dangers, as brought in Yeredeya chapter 116 and in the Alter Rebbe's Hilchos Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh. Many of these have been delineated in the Sefer Kaf HaChayim, chapter 116, and the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, which compile all of the various restrictions that are related to superstitious beliefs and not scientifically based that are recorded in Svarim and Achrayim and certainly may be followed. Furthermore, even if we can't find a source for a certain superstitious belief in all the various Achrayim and Svarim of classic Jewish literature, if this practice was a custom as tradition amongst Jewish families of God-fearing Jews, then it may have the status of Minag Yisrael Tairihi and Minag Noshim's Kenes, which is itself a source that contains halachic validation as being part of Torah, and should be followed and respected. Now that we've taken all the above matters into account, the prohibitions of Darkei Amayri and Leisanachesh, as well as halachic basis for many superstitious practices, and as well as the fact that traditional practices found in Jewish homes have the status of Torah, we can now try to summarize the law regarding believing in superstitions and practicing them. So following a superstitious practice can at times transgress the prohibition of Leisa Nachesh and or Darkei Yemeiri, and at times not be under any transgression, depending on the source of the superstition and its reason. Many superstitious defined practices are indeed sourced in Jewish law and are obligatory to be followed. Furthermore, there exist superstition defined practices which are not sourced in Jewish law, but are part of classic Jewish tradition and have the status of Minhag Yisrael Tairahi. Accordingly, since there are many halachic restrictions which can be defined as superstitious, which are an obligation to follow, or at least sourced in classic halachic literature or Jewish tradition, therefore when hearing from Orthodox Jews of a certain adherence that is kept which sounds like a superstitious belief, one should always first verify if the custom is recorded in classic Jewish works and has the backing of halacha. If it does not have any source in classic halachic literature, then one who did not receive this tradition in his family is not required to follow this custom and may choose to ignore it if he wishes. If he desires to follow it anyways, then the matter is dependent on whether the superstition is a justifiable Jewish custom that has the status of Minhag Yisrael Tairahi, or is under the prohibition of Darkei Yemeiri and Leisa Nachesh, and therefore practically a rav is to be contacted. Now regarding those who received a superstitious tradition in their family, and the superstition is not unique to their family alone, then seemingly this would have the status of Minhag Yisrael Tairahi and Minhag Nashim Zkenis, and therefore they should try to abide by it. While it's hard to say that it's an absolute obligation, and they can't break from this custom with or without Hataras Nadarim, nonetheless, the general rule is that one should try to abide by his family Minhagim that have a source amongst general Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, even if it's not followed by all communities.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.